This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Invest another hour in the Good Day program and have it fly by, because that's what seems to happen here. It's a Thursday, the 13th of July. I'm Doug with Jay. Jay Kirshner has graced us with her wonderful presence, her intellect, her fun laugh, all that good stuff.
Oh, shucks. Go on.
Yeah, shucks, golly gee. To be fully seen by, by anybody, by somebody special, and then to be loved for who you are, that's really very special. Isn't it? You are who you are. And oftentimes I've had this happen to me, and I bet you've had it happen to you too, Jay, that we would fall for somebody or we'd want to be with somebody, and they tell us that this is actually, this is happening to me in my radio career as well. I love what you do on the air, so we're going to hire you. And then when they hire you, they want to change what you do. And the same with a woman or a man. They love you for who you are until they want you to be somebody who's not who you are.
Or they treat you and that like you are the most intelligent person. And as soon as you start working for them or as soon as you start dating them, it's like you're the dumbest person on earth. And they treat you as such.
Yeah. What's the matter with you? All right. Here, a wonderful story about a couple of brothers that were in foster care, got adopted together by a single dad. They've created this family. It's really cool. There are a lot of people, as you know, a lot of youngsters who are awaiting adoptive homes. And oftentimes siblings get separated, but not the case here with this group. There were, let's see, how many are there? One, two, three.
Three
of them in Las Vegas.
With this one story where a single dad adopted all of them so they could stay together. And these were older boys, 11, 10, 9.
Yeah, not like they were kids, right, exactly. And they had been inseparable for the past 5 years. They were living in different foster homes, and they've been separated from the younger sisters. Also, they were the sisters apparently adopted by a Nevada couple. How often is it the case that a family would be separated? I guess there are two questions here. If you're in foster care and you're waiting to be adopted, and you are a family, is it unusual for the family all to be adopted? I would think so, because most people only want one child, right?
Not only the only one, but a lot of people can't take on more than one or two.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, some people are they probably could take on more. They just don't want more. And that is an unfortunate reality. But the fact that there are five children in this, and the two sisters were able to be adopted into one family, and then the brothers were able to be adopted into another family, and these families come together to regularly meet so that the siblings can all be together, that's a truly beautiful thing.
So here's this guy, Jason Smith, who's mid-40s. He works at Caesars. He saw a photo of these brothers, all three of them, on an adoption website, and he said, "I was immediately drawn to them." He said, "Wow, look at these handsome young gents." And so he met the boys for the first time last year, and they immediately clicked. And so I guess, they bring them all together, make sure that they like you, that sort of thing. The caseworker says, play dates, then sleepovers, and then you come into foster care and that sort of thing.
And these boys had already been separated, living in separate foster homes.
Yeah, right. Yep. So 9 months later, they officially become his sons, and the Nevada judge was blown away, apparently, by the fact this guy wanted all three of these kids, and he's able to take care of them. That's one of the things they check pretty carefully, I think, isn't it? When you're going to be adopted, you're in the system, you want to make sure that the youngsters aren't going from what isn't a good situation
to a worse environment.
Right. So, and then I think that the general message here is for, it's like when we talk about somebody who's in trouble and there's some sort of a GoFundMe page, I'm happy to tell you how to get to it. So in this circumstance, if you're interested, you're intrigued not only by this story, but for whatever the reason, it's time for you. You've been delaying it, putting it off, but you've been thinking about adoption. Visit this website, AdoptUSKIDS, AdoptUSKids.org. There was a time, and I think I have certainly explained this over the years, my former wife had been a lawyer, and she worked for an agency that specialized in adopting Chinese children. And there were, I know she placed hundreds of them over the years that she worked there. And it was at a time when there were no U.S., you know, white kids available. Like it or not, that's what, you know, that's part of, some people want a white kid, some kid want a, they want a black child, or they want whatever it is that they are to be comfortable. And it was hard to find white children. So the Chinese adoption, before our animosity was created by the Chinese for us, so the Chinese government, there were a lot of youngsters who were coming here from China that had no homes. It was an interesting reality to see how, you know, China touts its economic prowess, but their systems, the suicide rates there, the family breakups, the amount of homosexuality because they've, you know, they killed all the girls. They aborted tens of hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of female fetuses. So there are no girls. And at your age, Jay, that generation of girls in China pretty much doesn't exist. So anyway, I'm deviating from the story. Adopting U.S. children now has become a thing because there are more available. And so if that's something, I don't like talking about this like it was a commodity, like you're buying a car. But yet, you know, you go to these websites and you look around, it's like dating or...
Well, and there's the notion that a lot of people would like to adopt, but they can't afford to adopt. And it's not always the case. If you are adopting out of foster care, sometimes it's the fees are taken care of by the state or federal or anything like that. And,
yeah.
And even just if you have a good home, even just a foster, because sometimes these children are in foster care where the goal is to get them back with their primary guardians or parents. But
sure.
Maybe there is a situation that is keeping them apart and the parent needs some help or needs rehab or something like that. And to be a foster parent, then to help in just such a great way and give a stable surrounding until the child can even get back. That's something too. And I think a lot of people, unfortunately, when they are adopting, they want newborns. They want the babies. They want to start from zero and go up rather than a lot of these younger children and even some teens who at a certain point, once children hit teenage years, it's almost like they just are waiting to age out of the system. And then what?
Yeah, it's a tough reality, but what a wonderful story about a good reality for these youngsters, at any rate, going to Las Vegas. Now, you can join them. I'll let this for a clever segue. You can join them and get a couple of free nights in Las Vegas by calling 800-419-DOUG. This is the deal we cooked up with 541 Travel, so you can indulge in a couple of days the delight that you have by going, maybe you're playing the jackpots, you're playing cards, you just like to sit by the pool, whatever it is, your room in Vegas is waiting. It is easy to do. 800-419-3684. What else do I need to tell you? I don't have to tell you anything else. That's it. Two free nights in Vegas. The first 10 to call right now, get the deal. 800-419-DOUG.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. The traveling public is very interested in a couple of things going on this week in the world of travel. Yesterday we were talking about the fact that American Airlines canceled a ticket on a teenager realizing that he wasn't going to board a connecting flight to New York. I'm not sure how they did this because he'd already gotten to Charlotte, which is where he wanted to go. Bought a through ticket to New York, but they canceled the rest of it. What didn't make any difference to this kid because he wasn't going there in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
This is something called skip lagging that, in my mind, through my research, was created by the son of Tom Parsons, who used to be on this program all the time with a program called Best Fares, which did the same thing. They didn't call it skip lagging. They called it Hidden Cities. This has been a big... American looks stupid on this. They're looking greedy. They just look bad. So the kid is... They say, oh, it's a violation of the terms and conditions. Airlines don't like it because, you know, it's a way to get... They created the hub and spoke
concept. Yeah, it's a loophole that people figured out. It can be cheaper to get something that has a layover, even though your destination is that layover.
Right. All right. So that's one travel bit of news. I'm back to booking some things for fall because I want to make sure that it's all taken care of. And I've been back to looking at early morning. Some people complain about early. You know, get to the airport at 5 o'clock or whatever it is. But that is the best time of the day. If you haven't booked your trip and you're going to fly somewhere this summer, try to get an early morning flight. The planes are always starting from there, so they're not going to be late. The situation at the airport is not all jammed up because, you know, during the day things get jammed up. Things get late, yada, yada, yada. So it's the less stressful option. And therefore, your entire experience is likely to be much better. And you're not going to have the problem that the Denver airport has this week of 10,000 pieces of lost or unclaimed luggage. 1 week, 10,000 pieces of luggage. How'd you like to have that as a problem? Aye, aye, aye. 21 after this good day.
To my newborn baby boy. The day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program, rolling out some social media coverage of celebrity news. Yakety yak, don't talk back. So Jay and I were just discussing off the air the divorces that Reese Witherspoon has encountered. Apparently her first divorce from Ryan Phillippe. Is that how you pronounce the name? Phillippe? Phillippe. Mm. I don't know who he is. Yeah, I recognize him.
Phillippe. Anyway,
it wasn't a pleasant experience. So now she's being divorced again, or she's getting divorced again. But she says that this experience is different thanks to her ability to control the situation. I thought that was an interesting quote. So let's find out more. Let's dig into this story that's all over tabloid media right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Okay, so Jay can carry the ball here because I asked her about the success or lack thereof in terms of getting, is there such a thing as a good divorce? I guess it depends on your definition of a good divorce, right? Much as anything else.
Well, sometimes people find that they have a better relationship as friends or co-parents than when they were married.
I did. It was my deal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, much better. All right, so anyway, I didn't you know, it doesn't seem that long ago that she was a youngster in her 20s doing
stuff,
movies.
Yeah, doing all that stuff.
Seems
to have
grown up fast.
She's been around for so long. Well, and so when Reese Witherspoon was married to Ryan Phillippe, they have two children together, and when that divorce happened, that was before social media being what it is. That was when you still had the tabloid fodder and all of this information that was not necessarily true nor coming from Reese or Ryan. It was just out there, and anything that was acknowledged was from their PR people. And she said that it just felt very out of control. Well, her split from Jim Toth, her second husband, whom she has a 10-year-old, Tennessee, she said that this one just felt more organic and authentic, and they were able to release the statement on social media themselves. She felt like she was able, she actually had a voice in talking about it this time, where in the first time, it just felt like it was all beyond her.
Well, I don't know.
I think people in the public eye would probably, like, think about that, though.
What lessons are being learned here?
Well, think about it with celebrities in the public eye and back in the day when the studios either protected them or threw them under the bus. And they didn't have a say themselves. They either had to be a completely scheduled interview or their PR people made the
There were arrangements, statement. Jay. There were Rock Hudson was gay, and yet the studio got him to marry the secretary of his agent, and she and he lived together for 3 years until she got tired of not having sex. So that was the end of that. But those were arranged, the studio arranged for the marriage to make him look like he was straight.
They truly owned their talent. Yeah.
Right, exactly. They did everything. So now that's not the case.
And now today, with social media where celebrities can make their own statements at any given time.
Yeah, and they do, and they should. All right, so that's it. We're caught up with the Reese Witherspoon story anyway. Coming up, another half hour of Good Day. It's 28 after the hour now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. NATO will never waver in its support of Ukraine as the country defends itself from Russia's invasion.
That's what President Biden declared in a speech wrapping up a two-day NATO summit in Lithuania. The president called out Russian President Vladimir Putin by name, saying Putin wrongly believed NATO would break apart when he launched his invasion. Biden said the alliance is now stronger and more energized than ever with the recent addition of Finland and imminent membership of Sweden. Biden earlier on Wednesday held a bilateral meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The Federal Trade Commission is going to appeal a court decision to allow Microsoft to acquire video gaming giant Activision Blizzard. The FTC filed a notice of appeal last night with the U.S. District Court in San Francisco, California. That followed a federal judge this week denying the FTC's request for an injunction to put a temporary hold on Microsoft's $69 billion merger with Activision Blizzard. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir.
What have you got to say?
Can you believe he just said that? Tell Doug what you think. Don't like something we're talking about? Well, let's see if you can do better. Call 855-999-3684 and steer the conversation. That's 855-999-DOUG.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around, I get around.
Yes, I do, and so you, hopefully, enjoying getting around. 34 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. I'm all full of vim, vigor, and vitality because I'm happy to have Jay back on the air. Not that I don't love having Jennifer here. I actually would like to have them both here all the time.
I know. She is
fantastic.
I can't
quite do that, but I like to do it. People ask me all the time, what do you do? What happens when you go to the news, or what happens when you go to a commercial break? And so today we've been doing a lot of the same things, excuse me, that we do for stations or for various programs. We record things, and I get on the phone. So you'll get a kick out of this. As most people know, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. So in the last half hour, I've negotiated to get a bull and another Jersey heifer. And then I'm talking to my business partner at the development about the stone wall that we have to build.
Whoa, multitasking at its
best. Well, the phone rings, and there we are. We got to get at it. So But it's fun. It's good to have things going on, and I hope that you're having good things going on in your life as well. Here, you can celebrate International Rock Day today, occurring when people understand what a solid aggregate is about. Okay, so let's translate this, all right? Many of you see trucks around. There's a big national company called U.S. Aggregate. And that company deals with lime, which is a product of the earth. It deals with roads. Aggregate can be cement. It can be the tar that's used, what they call T-base, for redoing roads, that sort of thing. Aggregate can also be, as with lime, the material, the minerals and things that are in rock formations. I'm a believer that rocks live. Some people say, oh, it's just a dead stone. No, and it wasn't until I went to England and actually experienced a what kind of was like a... when you go dowsing, you know how those the sticks go together? You've seen that, Jay, or have you
oh,
ever
yes,
done it?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a special sort of tool that has been created by people who understand rocks, and today would be a great day for them, that you can put on a rock and you can see how much energy is in the rock. I had never experienced this before, and it wasn't at Stonehenge, but it was at a place like Stonehenge, where you walked up to these big, tall, statuesque rocks, and you put the device next to it, and you could see it move. And you could almost, as crazy as it sounds, you could almost hear the rocks. There was a dull noise that came out of them. Now people are going to say, he's really nuts. But I'm telling you, that's something that I never would have expected before, but I did experience it. And so, anyway, rocks are all over the earth because rocks are created by the molten lava that is under the surface of our planet. We are all, whether you realize it or not, all of the planets in the universe are made out of various gases, and the gases, as they get closer together, I don't understand how this happens, but somehow or other they collect and they create. And what you see happening whenever there is the explosion of Mount Vesuvius, shall we say, or Mount Helena, or whatever, I think there's one over in Hawaii right now that's spewing molten, what they call molten rocks and lava. Well, that's the stuff that when it comes out, it cools down, and it becomes the plate of the planet. And so when we've gone through various ice ages, like we did 18 to 24,000 years ago, when a lot of things changed, the rock formations that we have today, well, some of them go back millions, billions of years. The continental shelves that collide create the mountains. That's where the mountains come from. There was no, when the earth was formed and when what is now the North American continent first existed, there were no mountains. The mountains came out of the collision of various things that are on the surface of the planet. And when they, you know, couldn't go any further, they just... And they created... Is that... Do you like that sound effect?
It's uncanny.
Yes, it's fabulous. You get the idea. Anyway, so today we celebrate rocks.
That's
all kinds
great.
Of rocks. Do you have rocks?
Geodes that have the crystals.
I have crystals all over my studio, all over my house. I believe crystals are great energy.
They are fantastic.
Yep, they really are. So somebody, as a matter of fact, one of my partners, he and I were walking around the property yesterday, and he said, what do you think? Because I said to the partners, I didn't want to start real estate sales until I checked it out with my astrologer. So, of course, they're looking at me. I said, no, we're not starting until I get a go-ahead from my astrologer. So we find out because Mercury's going into retrograde again in August.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to get it started and know what the right day is to start our sales efforts and to get, you know, things really moving along. We have all our approvals, so now we got to get at it.
A lot of people will refuse to sign contracts during a Mercury retrograde and the 2 weeks following just because of any residual effects.
Yep. My daughter, when she moved into the new house, she called me 5 minutes after she left the real estate agent's office. She said, Dad, you'll never believe this. I said, yeah, what's going on? I can't move into the new house until we sign the agreement. I said, so why don't you sign it? She said, the lady who's the real estate agent won't sign it because Mercury's in retrograde, and we can't sign it till Mercury gets out. And she knew that I would love that because I feel the same way. The energy around Mercury is one of those things. And Mercury is a rock, mm-hmm. in essence. The planets are rocks. And so the energy that's there you don't think is there is certainly there. And so you go back 400,000, 500,000 years to some of the rocks that are still around. I think this, and I remember saying it with my wife when we first went around England and enjoyed Devon and some of the places, the White Cliffs of Dover, you know. And you wonder what those rocks, those formations have seen over the billions of years. And then it becomes kind of philosophical, but it is something that has been experienced. Imagine the land where you live right now. What beings have lived on that land, walked on that land, been around the trees or whatever? You know, you have roads and you drive everywhere now. Roads are only, the Romans started building roads. That's how recently the road building business was created. Before that, there were just paths walking around. And so, you know, you walk between the trees. You didn't walk into them. The paths were created around trees and around rocks and that sort of stuff. So anyway, we are fond of rocks these days, I think, because we realize that there is energy and it's a very cool thing. So enjoy Rock Day today from Good Day. All right, so let's go to the opposite extreme here. All right, you ready? In Florida, there's a sinkhole that in 2013, 10 years ago, it opened up and a guy fell into it, never to be seen again. It kind of one of those movies like La Brea or some of the other, you know, the movies about Los Angeles opening up.
Oh, and yes, yeah.
What the heck was that? That was, I forget who was in that.
I think it was Tommy Lee Jones, but that was a volcano.
Tommy Lee Jones, too. Yeah. Right. And what's her face who died?
Anne Heche.
Right. Yep. All right. Anyway, Hillsborough County, Florida, the sinkhole located in a suburb of Tampa. It swallowed this guy up and then kind of went away, but it reopened the other day. And usually that doesn't happen. But there's this limestone. Here we are back to rocks again. The limestone base is porous. And so it's easy, especially where there's water around, for the hole to open up again. So it's 19 feet wide, and who knows how far down it goes. You want to figure it out? You better be holding on. Yes. If somebody's in a helicopter and they lower you down, it sounds like a scene from a Mission Impossible movie. But
just send a drone down there. Somebody get their remote control drone.
Right.
And
imagine, though, this guy who was sleeping in his bedroom when the Earth opened up and ate him up, in essence.
Yeah, and devoured
Didn't
part
know
of
what
the
hit
house,
him.
Too. Just
yeah.
Completely right there. It's behind a chain-link fence, so this time there were no injuries or casualties. Mm-hmm. It was a harmless opening of the sinkhole, but apparently the sinkhole is open. This is the third time that it opened back up. It's a hellmouth. They need to check this out. There needs to be some serious follow-up.
Yep. Okay, speaking of serious follow-up, reparations. You know how I dislike the idea of reparations. I think it's a really bad idea for any number of reasons. And the people who agree with me have sort of slowed down all the talk. And we think that California is going to be the number one place, right? We'll pay back all the people who are black, the Civil War families, whatever. And so you're going to be surprised to know that the city of Evanston, Illinois, has become the first city in our country to put money in the hands of black residents that have been affected, so the city fathers say, by years of discrimination, which I think probably is true. There have been a lot of attempts on the federal level, a lot of attempts on the state level, local. The only city that's done it is Evanston. And so there are 100 people, apparently, who have gotten the first round of special treatment, some money, that sort of stuff. So what do we think about that? Maybe that's a good question for our social media, Facebook and Instagram and Thread at Good Day Radio Show and Twitter, Good Day On Air. What do you think about the city of Evanston, Illinois, being the first city to pay reparations? The city council has a reparations committee. They decide who's going to get the money. Evanston, let's see, population here is 16% black. This is a suburb of Chicago. They've been talking a lot about it in Chicago. Chicago has a big black population for sure. But, you know, the whole idea of doing this, I think, is troubling, frankly. There are plenty of people who've been screwed around by the system who are black. No question about that. How do you repair that damage? Giving people money?
Well, especially the people who lost out on generational wealth, people who were landowners, had the money that lost all of that, that could have been still passed on. I think that that's a situation where should definitely be addressed in the conversation.
Yeah. Well, it's something that I think we're not going to see go away. And so it's interesting to see how they are dealing with it in Evanston pretty quietly. I don't think most people knew that was going on, but now you do. Here's the good news about inflation, if you haven't heard this yet, down to 3%. If you back historically over the last, 8, 9 years, in 2015, the inflation rate was zero. In 2017, it was 2.2%. In 2019, it was 1.4%. 2021, it was about the same. 2022, it went up to 8.5%. It's down now to 3% as of last month. So you can hold on to that, looking ahead, hopefully, to better economic times. It's 48 past the hour.
Research shows people ignore radio ads. While I want you to remember that Liberty Mutual customizes and saves you hundreds on home insurance, I know no one's listening. So I can say anything. I can even tell Jenny that I never stop thinking about us. Sometimes I almost call, but I only truly feel safe revealing this in the privacy of my nationally broadcast radio ad.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary and are written by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, 53 after the hour now. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program with Chuck Curry, joining Jay and me. Chuck is our movie man, Movie Moments. I'm looking at pictures of old actors and actresses. Chuck and I were just talking about who looks which way. So far, I think we've decided Gene Hackman at 93 looks the best of any of the folks that I have looked at in this clickbait experience. All right. So, Chuck, what are we playing musically? And what's that was from The Fugitive, wasn't it? Where'd Chuck go?
Harrison Ford turns 81 today.
Yep.
He's had, you know, obviously beside Indiana Jones and Star Wars, you know, The Fugitive on his resume.
Good.
Air Force One, which is a great action film.
Yep.
Working Girl.
He always was, anybody who would give him $20 million, he'd do the movie. But then
He's also a very aloof actor, like in interviews. He's sort of bizarre. I don't know if use the word bizarre.
Bizarre. Yeah, he's
but
a little
he's
bizarre.
Frustrating to listen to.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't really say much.
No.
He's pretty, I don't even say fairly reserved as he could be for that kind of fame, but it's
well,
still.
But his roots, remember, he was a carpenter when he was discovered. He's not an educated man in
like
that
Jesus,
sense.
Right?
Say again? Like Jesus. Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, there you go. I remember an interview that somebody tried to do with him when he was promoting that Yellowstone. They did a dozen episodes of a Yellowstone spinoff with Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
And the only thing he said is he loved working with her. That was about it.
Yeah.
The whole thing. All right. So the SAG after talks have stopped. There's a lot of discussion because of the Emmy nominations that came out. Let's talk about them. But because the actors are saying we're going to go out on strike, is there going to be an Emmy show? Be a question.
Here's the issue. Okay, you got the writers on strike, and if you read some of the trades, it appears the strategy among Hollywood studios is to break the writers. So they're going to basically one person actually quoted in saying, in 5 months, a lot of the writers will start losing their apartments and houses because they don't make big money. A lot of them, no. Some do, but a lot of
my
them
son was a writer, he, right. And he didn't, you know, he got paid in chunks. And,
yeah, he can't afford to be out of work for a long period of time, right?
Right.
So their strategy is they're going to try to break the writers' union. Now the actors go on strike. Here's the question: what kind of product will be in the pipeline in a year and a half, 2 years? I mean, it's you know, that's pretty dour for theater owners and TV networks to think about.
Well, you look at people like Meryl Streep, Jennifer Lawrence, Julie Louis-Dreyfus, telling the union leaders that they're ready to go. We're prepared to strike and don't accept a so-so deal that doesn't protect us from the likes of AI. That's what they're all, the writers, the actors, they don't want AI to be taking their jobs, and I don't blame them. You?
No, of course not. But how could, I mean, I don't know the extent of how AI can write a script for a television or movie script.
I don't either.
But how could it be better than a human?
Yeah.
Like, how could it be nuanced? How could it?
These people,
I mean, I'm
think
sure it could spit out a script, but not the way not a great script. It's just perplexing to me, the whole thing.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It is perplexing
for
sure. All right, what about the Emmys? Some of the nominees: The Crown and Better Call Saul. Drama series. This is interesting. Succession.
The only thing I really focused the Last of Us on HBO, the post-apocalyptic end of the world zombie show, if you want to call it a zombie show. I think 24 nominations.
No wonder I'm not watching.
Yeah.
Succession at 27. I wish that hadn't gone away. The White Lotus, which is kind of a weird show, but it seems to always come up well. Brian Cox got nominated. Look at all these people. Jeremy Strong from Succession.
You know, it's amazing with all these streaming shows how much content the people who nominate actually have to watch. I mean, you have to wonder, do they really watch all this stuff or they just get the wave of the good buzz and then it starts from there? I don't
Best actress in a drama series, Sarah Snook from Succession, Kerry Russell in The Diplomat. She's quite a good actress. She's been around doing, she's very serious. The parts she plays are always very serious, don't you think? Wasn't she in that? She was a spy. She and her husband in real life were in a show.
Yeah, I
did
not know that.
Spies. Yeah. No, they were. I don't remember that.
One other thing: The Flash will be on digital pay-per-view next week, one month after theatrical release, which is
not cool, right?
Not cool. I'll be buying it though.
All right, Chucker. Fine job as usual. Please come back again tomorrow. This is good day at 59 past the hour.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.